Friday, Mighty Ballstones. Welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you on a Monday morning. Yeah, we got spaghetti. We got meatballs. They're fiddling with the knobs. We got babyface Joel Solomon. He's producing this mess and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bride, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Before we get to the news, and it is big news, Deshaun Watson, the much-anticipated sentence has been handed down. But even more important, I have to give the results of our July prop culture contest. Yes, extrapoints.com/arcade. These guys give out free picks every day on extrapoints.com. But if you slash arcade it, you can play for a prize. July prop culture, the winner, Dale Plummer. Guy's name is Dale. We have a friend named Dale. Never won anything in his life, right, Parley Kid? I don't think he did. This is
maybe
different.
Some karaoke contest, Sal.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, Dale Plummer, this is better than anything you'd win at a karaoke contest. He's got the gold cap. I think he got all but one right out of 10 there. Brother Brian, I think you had four. You're getting close. I don't know. Now you're drifting a little bit for the big prize. We got to get your gold cap. You got to do it. The rest of us have them.
I don't know. I'm not going to win one, guys. It's fine.
It was tough. I got two right. But now August prop culture is up. Extrapoints.com/arcade. Questions like, will Snoop tweet about weed on National Dog Day? Harry, August 26th. Will Snoop tweet about marijuana? Yes or no?
I hope so. I hope so. Right. Day after I go to Daughtry.
Okay, so maybe there's a tie-in there. No, I don't think there is. How many countries, Parley Kid, will Ben and J-Lo be photographed in by TMZ? Over, under 2.5?
Oh, over.
Over?
Over.
Interesting. They're on the move. Bri, will Kylie Jenner reveal the name of her baby, formerly known as Wolf, in the month of August? This is apparently a big thing.
Yes.
You've thought about this, Bri. Don't pretend like you have. All right, so we got that out of the way. extrapoints.com/arcade. But the big news, as I set up, the Deshaun Watson sentence being handed out, six games. I don't know. Put this in the category of nobody knows shit, because everybody thought this was going to be a year. People were comparing it to Calvin Ridley. People were comparing it to Trevor Bauer, and it ended up being six games. And it seems to not have snuck up on anybody important. That is the NFL. That is Watson's people. And that is the criminal justice system at large. Parley Kid, did this surprise you? Six games.
No, I'm not. Nothing in the NFL when it comes to punishments surprises me. I thought he was going to get the full year. I think probably should get the full year. In a way, though, I guess, look at Ridley, like his suspension. We go back to our guy Zeke on the Cowboys, six games. Yeah. Brady, four games now. Like that looks a little ridiculous, like in comparison here, right? But Sal, this pretty much just goes lock in step with just in society in general. A lot of times the punishments are not fitting the crime. Not to get political about it, but there are people committing heinous crimes every day that just get let out walking in the streets. It's
well, OJ, right to be step, fair, right OJ step. Defended Deshaun Watson and Judge Robinson's ruling here. So now I don't know what to think. But, last night I was reading, okay, it's going to count as time served. He's going to get six games. But last year is going to count as time served if he forfeits last year's salary, which is $10 million. And I'm like, all right, what are you going to do? I guess that's right. I don't know. This guy hasn't been charged. He hasn't been charged, so I was going to let the league off the hook because he hadn't been charged. And so what can you give a guy who hasn't been charged, even though the amount of women who have come forward is astronomical? Now, he's settled with, I think, all but one of the women. And so I think they look at it and they're like, what are you going to do? We're not going to fine him. We're going to suspend him for six games. And he loses $333,000, not the $10 million that I had thought from last year. 330, and he's already been paid $15 million, Parley Kid. So,
it seems to me that the guy who yanked Harry in the got much a harsher sentence than yes, Deshaun exactly. Watson.
What was
it? It
what
seems
was
a, like.
What was the sentence? What was the sentence?
Do you think he got fired, well, Harry? I don't know. He might have lost his job.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
Touching you was punishment enough, Harry.
Right, exactly. And did he make eye contact? That might even be worse. I don't know. I don't know, Bri. I look at this. Yeah, we talked about Ridley being suspended. It does seem light. And it does seem like I said, I was going to give the league a pass. But then you look at the Browns' first six games, and it's like, shit, everybody was in on this. The six is exactly the number of games where it gets bad for the Browns. Week seven, they go to Baltimore. Week eight, they play the Bengals. Week nine, they're at Miami. Week 10, they're at Buffalo. Week 11, they're home for Tampa Bay. So they need a good quarterback in there for those games. The first six games are pathetic. Like, really, no winning teams on that slate.
Right, and that can't be a coincidence, right? The way that schedule is laid out for them.
No.
But also, the other thing is, why does the NFL, everybody should be rooting against the Browns, right now? Right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't benefit the Browns to be around in the playoffs at the end of the year, right? So the NFL has that negative headache of, oh, shit, we're going to have to deal with Watson in the
Goodell
playoffs.
Goodell does
and all.
Not want to hand that trophy to Deshaun Watson.
Right, he doesn't want to hand the trophy to Deshaun Watson. So you would think it's more of a coincidence, but it really, right? I mean, why do they want to give them an easy schedule? There's probably nothing about the Browns that anybody likes. I mean, we've heard this for years now. So
I wasn't even looking at those first six because if you're led to believe by all the experts that he's gone for the whole year, why would I look at the first six? But now that he's gone six, you have to look at the first six and it's
crazy.
Ridiculous. Now, I will say I went over my AFC North over-under wins this weekend. I may have to change it a little. I had the Browns at 7 when I thought he would be 10 or 11 or 12 games. I have to change it, but there is a number. It's 9.5 now. The over under wins is 9.5 and plus 230, Bri, to win the division. If you go under, it's minus 140 on the 9.5. Still, I think that's still rich. I think that's still too high.
It's still high. It's still high, right? I mean, you're going to get Brissett for six games. What at best, what do you do there? You even against shitty teams, what are they? They're best splitting.
Yeah,
I mean, for as much as I think Deshaun Watson's a fantastic quarterback, the AFC is the AFC's loaded. They're gonna have they're gonna have tough games in the back half of that schedule. So you can't.
I just read
you
six tough games. He has to go. Right. If he goes 3-3, he has to go 7-3 the rest of the way. Right.
One thing we should also realize is this is where the 17 games really help out. Right. Like technically, you know, that's a big factor now. Six games in a 16-game season compared to 17. If the Browns seriously go 3-3, if they can manage to go 3-3, they're fine. They are totally fine. I mean, that's huge. So again, this suspension should have been longer.
Well, because I'm surprised they didn't add two games to the Browns schedule. You're right, Parlay Kid. Just make it easy.
No,
hey, you're playing Seattle and you're home against the Texans in week 18 and 19. How do you like that? Yeah.
Oh man.
It should be more, Darren. I totally agree with you, but it works out perfect for Goodell because guys, if they do go 3-3, and Sal, you mentioned game 7 is against Baltimore and Baltimore's 4-2, that's exactly what Goodell gets. All the talk that week about Watson being back, it's going to be all over the place and it's going to be a big game against their rival, against the Ravens. Works out perfect.
Well, my thing is too, Sal, is how does this even affect? Is this going to affect the NFL? I know there's going to be a lot of talk out there. People, I'm not going to watch football anymore. But in the long run, it's not going to hurt them. Let's face it. It's not going to hurt them. Like, life's going to go on. Browns fans, 99.9% of them are still going to root for the Browns. Mm-hmm. People are still going to watch the games. It's just the way it's going to be. It stinks, but that's just how it is.
And we looked up in Sal in week 8, of course, it figures just, you know, the week after. Browns play the Bengals on national television.
Yeah, I just went through that schedule. Like Ravens, Bengals, at Dolphins is going to be tough. Bills, it's the powerhouse. The big six games are right there. I mean, he has to go a while before he gets his dream Browns at Texans. Right there, old team thing going. Yeah, I don't know. I would go under the 9.5. I think you're right, Parlay Kid. This isn't going to change in anyone's minds. I think there are all the Rachel Bonettas of the world who are looking for a new team, but they're few and far between. I think Browns fans will root for this team, and the world will go on. And now, listen, the world goes on for baseball betting, and it's rough for us. It's been tough, Bri. I'm getting in that. I'm getting that feeling where I am in, like, you know, the 2 weeks after Halloween when the NBA tipped off, and I was like, all right, I can't bet these games anymore. It's getting really tough for baseball. We've said the same, not the same when the same teams kill you, the same pitchers beat you every week. It sucks more and more. So right now it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
All right, listen, I've bellyached about betting baseball, so I try to switch it up a little. Now, on the West Coast, I don't know how you guys are, but I wake up on Saturday, and if I don't have anything to do, if I don't have to leave the house for a couple hours, I want something to bet. That's on at 9 a.m. Now, the baseball doesn't, there's usually one or two games at 10 a.m. on the West Coast, but not that many. I won't have a problem with this in 3 weeks. There's plenty of 9 a.m. kickoffs in college football, but not much going on here except for soccer preseason. And I bet on something called the English Community Shield. I don't know what I'm doing. Liverpool, Manchester City. And I didn't even bet the first half. I watched a little. And I was like, oh, these teams aren't scoring. Certainly not both scoring in the second half. I bet them -210 to not score, both of them, in the second half. I'm good 70 minutes in. Then Manchester City scores. And then 83 minutes, sure enough, some shitty handball call. Basically, I don't know what the hell this guy is supposed to do with this arm when he's lunging at the player. Really, I don't know what there's supposed to be. He's supposed to lop them off. Do you have like scissors where you cut your, you have like these Fogo de Chao knives where you cut your hands off? Because this guy had nothing else to do with his hand except put it where he is. And of course, they call a penalty. And of course, the penalty kick is good. And I lose that bet. Shame on me for betting preseason soccer. But shame on you, brother Bri. What did you have? You have a great bet ache here.
Well, mine's very different. I will say I've been struggling a lot on baseball. I can't win back-to-back games. It's been impossible for me over the last like 2 weeks. I've really been struggling. So I'm watching the Yankee game yesterday. I had actually live bet the Yankees to win yesterday. Of course, they were -120 when I live bet them to win, but then they go to -4,000 and they blow that game. But in the middle of the game, or I think it's not in the middle of the game, it's about the bottom of the seventh, Benintendi is coming up. So this is the first time ever, right? This is the Sunday game. I did a live player at bat prop. So I was looking at Benintendi. That was like the next batter up. So I was like, all right, let me just jump on this. Because Benintendi, I'm like, he's really been working the counts. He had 6 walks in the prior 3 games, or including that game, in 2.5 games, he had 6 walks against the Royals, which is, he's getting on base. And then I see a walk is 5-1. So I'm like, all right, I'll put 40 bucks on this, make this a little bit interesting. it seems like it's 50-50 he's going to walk. Benny gets a 3-0 count. 3-0 count. First three pitches aren't even close. The third one almost hits him, and I was about to go crazy because I was like, oh, a hit by pitch would not win this bet either. So I'm getting really excited. I'm getting really excited. And that fourth pitch is a strike. Fifth pitch fouls it off. 6th pitch, ground out. So I went from, this is the best thing ever. I might start doing these, like putting 10 bucks here, 20 bucks here, to I am never doing this again. I was like, I was already like, good. I cannot.
Wow. Might be
I
the best not, thing for you, Bri. Yes,
I do not. This is the I best know, case you scenario. Can't, yeah. Oh, it's definitely best case scenario.
Listen,
I mean, that and that one, I feel like 40 bucks is for like a live prior prop. It's a lot. Like you really have to do $5, $10.
If he walks on 4 pitches, this consumes the rest of your life. Now you're betting 100 player prop, right. Live player props.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so right. And all I would tell you, all I would have done is I would have live bet just Benintendi at bats probably for the next 2 or 3 games, which I'm trying to stay away from.
We should do this. We should each be assigned a player to live bet for the next week, every at bat.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Gosh. Let's see how we do.
Right. Back in 1994, when I moved to Vegas, I joined my cousin's softball team and we went to the bar afterwards and some guy's playing video poker and I ask him, what's this? He's like, you want to go partners? I'm like, sure. Of course, it's gambling. It's video poker. We go 10 bucks each. We hit a Royal for $1,000. I was so happy and whatever. But it's still, yeah, it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Of course.
Now yeah,
Harry won us thousands of dollars, Parley Kid, when we went out there. What was it, in 95? You're playing roulette. Yeah. And then famously thought he had a system and then took off.
Well, I do have a system. I'm not denying I don't have a system.
Yeah, a system for losing. Yeah. Bly, was there any way you could have hedged when the count was 3-0?
I don't think that. I think I'm so far behind. It's funny because I think in order to bet, I was like two at bets away, right? Because you're always behind when you're trying to live bet.
Yeah, so yeah, right. Yeah.
I think I was two at bets behind. So once you're in that, you can't, you definitely,
I just wonder
bet.
What was the live line for a walk when I know the count 3-0 was 3-0.
That was, I really was almost going crazy because I was like, Benintendi had to dive out of the way because he almost got hit in the shin. I was like, this would have been one of the worst losses because it wasn't a walk hit by pitch.
Right.
It was walk.
Hit by pitch was separate.
So I was like, 2-0, going to a 3-0 count and being hit would have been the worst.
I love it. Did ever. You grab the ground out was a strike at least?
Yeah. Okay. The second pitch that he fouled off was a little high. It probably was still a strike.
All right.
I mean, it was, yeah. I mean, what
all
are
right.
you
All right, Parley, can you have a more conventional bet egg? I love that one, but what do you got?
Well, it's conventional in one sense that I had a parlay, 9-team baseball parlay, Sal. Mm-hmm. And the thing with this parlay is if I'm doing a baseball parlay, I understand that the chances of hitting it are really slim. And mm-hmm. I don't get too up or down about it. But for some reason on this parlay, I felt like I had really good pitching matchups. And I have a 9-teamer paying out at almost 48-1.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent this to Brian and Harry, too. So this isn't something I'm just making up. I mean, they have the bet. I only paid $25 on it. So let's not get crazy here in terms of my loss. But. So I hit 8 out of 9. My only loser is the Tampa Bay Rays with Shane McClanahan on the mound. His worst start of the year. And here's the thing. And the reason why it's a bet ache for me, and I knew one of these was going to lose, but the reason why it's a bet ache is just literally 24 hours before that on a text to Brian and Harry, I said, I'm never betting on the race again. I said, I'm done with the race, but I thought I'd jump on one more time with Shane McClanahan because he's always so good. But just literally about 24 hours before that, I said, guys, I can't bet the Rays anymore. There's too many games where they score like 0 or 1 run, and I can't trust them. Well, they did score 3, but they lost 5-3. McClanahan gave up 5 runs, which is unheard of for him against an average Guardians offense. So that
we constantly jinx our own bets. We really do. Brother Bry, you bet the Yankees yesterday, only a few hours after a text exchange with our friend Trevor, a lifelong Royals fan, saying this team is terrible. I don't know how they won a World Series and almost won 2. It's hard to believe they were ever winners. And then, of course, they dropped the Sunday game.
Yep, of course they dropped that one. Yeah, and the thing was, that was 4-0. Yankees came back and took the 6-4 lead. I mean, that was the thing. They were 14-1, the Royals, to win that game at that point. So, Rays, I mean, there are games where that lineup just does not hit at all. So they actually cost me a 12-1 yesterday as well. But I will say, I'm gonna come back with the Rays in the next game.
Parley Kid, you say like, well, 9-team teamer, we don't expect to win it, but at some point you do. Like 6 or 7 in, you expect to win. Certainly 8 teams in, and you got the American League All-Star starter.
Well,
on your side.
The thing is, it wasn't the last one. It was probably like the fifth one to come in. It was like the fifth. It was probably the right in the middle. But I have to be honest with you. I knew that one. Because I had even texted them. I said, I think this is going to be the one that I lose with. I really liked every other game was in, you know, I had the Giants going off later in the day, but I felt really good about them. They cruised to a win. It was tough. And by the way, so one thing I did have the White Sox on. It's the first time they didn't screw me all year. You're Dylan Cease. That guy's been great.
I liked it. I had him yesterday, too. I was worried. They were down 1-0. Like, I was about to text him, like, son of a bitch with these White Sox. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right away. But the guy's given up like 4 earned runs in his last 50-something innings.
I know.
I mean,
he's hot.
He's been unhittable. And I think you have him for Cy Young, right?
I certainly do. I jinxed Lucas Giolito the previous year. I think I had him for most strikeouts, and he's like kind of falling apart. Let's check that because I know we have another player award that we're going to have to celebrate in a second. But just for Cy Young, yeah, Cease is plus 480. He's third. You're the aforementioned McClanahan plus 240 and Verlander favorite plus 155.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Yeah. Yeah. Nine teams is tough, Parlay Kid. It really is because one of them is going to get screwed up, right? I mean, if you have nine kids, one of them is likely to be arrested for masturbating on a subway, right? Like, it's just
this is true.
Something's going to get screwed up. Harry, you have the Rays also as your bet, eh?
Yeah, I did okay with extra points over the weekend, hit everything over the weekend on my video. But still, yeah, I had two six-teamers this past weekend. This past week, and one of them happened to be yesterday too, also with the Rays, and I had them plus 1.5 runs on a six teamer, plus 1.5, lose 5-3 at like minus 450. And, Darren mentioned McClanahan gave up 5 earned runs most of the season. And that was a loser. And then a couple days before, of course, it was stupid me taking the Royals on a six teamer, Royals plus 1.5, lose to the Angels 4-0. Only series, and that was the rubber game of a 3-game series. Only
what day
series.
Was that? What was that?
Wednesday,
2 weeks ago?
Wednesday. Royals versus Angels. Just saying, Royals versus Angels plus 1.5. Another parlay, six teamer. Only loser was the Royals plus 1.5 runs, and it was the only series the Angels won all July.
All right, there you go. All right, so I think we need baseball to go away for a little bit, and certainly soccer. To go away already. It hasn't even started. We need to go away.
Got the W in soccer yesterday, though, with England. We got there.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I had the English women in regulation. So I don't even know what I did there. So that was garbage. BetAches is brought to you by PropSwap. Football season around the corner. Yes, PropSwap's the best way to avoid a BetAche this fall. PropSwap allows you to list your bet for sale and guarantee a win before a BetAche strikes. Win thousands with thousands of buyers across the country. You'll always get the most amount of money for your bet on PropSwap, like Harry, who cashed in big on his Cincinnati Bengals Super Bowl future last year. Yes. Remember that, Harry? You don't even remember. Yeah.
You guys are laughing at me.
I think this is news for you because you didn't watch the game. Yeah. But when you're making your bets, make sure go for two. Make two tickets on the same team so you could sell one for a profit and keep one to let it ride. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. Now, it's time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. This week's prop focus is, guys, Thursday night, we have football. It really is back. Hall of Fame game between Bryce Raiders and the Jacksonville Jaguars. What will be the total number of points scored by both teams? Bry, you want to guess?
38.
30.
That's maybe
so
high.
That's high. You could say it. The over under, I think, is 32.5 right now. And if you look at all those week one games, the first team, I don't know. We're seeing what it is at Parlay Kid. We're seeing like vanilla offenses and a lot of the defenses are playing. So there's going to be a stat coming out this week about the Hall of Fame game being way under over the last decade or so. But 32.5 is a total. Yes, enter. Tweet us your guess at Extra Points Pod and at PropSwap using the hashtag Extra Prop. You must be following both accounts to win. The winner, oh boy, a $400 Raiders to win the AFC West ticket courtesy of PropSwap. Currently 7-1. Beautiful. You'll win $400 if you get that. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, Major League Baseball. I guess we have to talk about it. Judge is now a monster favorite to win AL MVP, minus 380. He beat up on the Royals. He hit like 3 home runs. Fans were going crazy. I don't know. We texted all weekend. I don't know what counts and what doesn't and what gets you guys excited. Losing to the Mets doesn't move the needle at all for you guys, but beating the Royals, I saw a guy celebrating like a firstborn had arrived. But anyway, congratulations, Parlay Kid, minus 380. Looks like you're going to win that.
Yeah, hopefully everybody jumped on him when we talked about it a week ago when he was like plus 110 still. Got incentive to be out there every day. Teams, he managed to capitalize this weekend against the Royals, but you can see teams are starting to pitch around him a little bit. That's for sure. You're going to see that's going to happen. Hopefully Rizzo can keep offering him the protection he needs. And the question is, how many is he going to hit? We all threw a number out there, but Boy,
I think Meatballs went high. He was the only one to go. Well, Spaghetti said 62, but otherwise, I didn't think anybody had him breaking Maris's the Yankee record, the franchise record. Meatballs had 64. I had 57. Look, at 42 on August 4th, August 1st doesn't look great for me. It's sad to me that the Mets games didn't. Do you count that home run against the Mets? Because I know you guys don't say it didn't matter that series. So I don't know. Does that even count at the end of the year? I'm not sure. Babyface, you have a handle on what counts and what doesn't for this.
Listen, like I said, if you want to raise a banner in Citi Field for the big two-game sweep, go for it. Raise that banner. You don't. There's not a lot to celebrate.
You know, you understand it's more than just a July two-game sweep in the middle of a July week. We have a bet.
I mean,
people seem to be forgetting we have a bet, and I think that's the problem. The consequences involved are not biting enough. You guys are not scared enough.
This,
so we have to.
This bet isn't over. Yeah. Just like when you texted us after Aaron Judge struck out, and then he came back and popped that homer. So I'm pretty sure that happened.
No, you texted me how great he was, and then he struck out. So let's get it right. But I'm with you. By the way, but all kidding aside, isn't this a little high, Bri? I mean, Ohtani plus 350 now, isn't that a good bet? Like, I would say last week maybe it's not a great bet, but
yeah. Well, Darren was on it at the right time, right? Because again, all it takes, unfortunately, right? Yeah. All it takes is one in, you know, DL or IL.
Yeah, you got an
stint.
Offensive. You got a left tackle playing outfield. He may not last the season, right? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Darren hit it at the perfect time. Now,
but now isn't it good to get? Like, I wonder if the trade deadline, which is tomorrow, 6 o'clock. I wonder if that factors in to this number.
Yankees are bidders for Ohtani, from what I understand. Yeah. They put in an offer.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great if every day we just I'm gonna have to watch every Yankee game, like every pitch, and plus Benintendi's out bats. Oh man, well, that'd be funny. That'd be good. So, but I wonder if that cuts in a little bit if he remains on the Angels or an American League team. If it goes down to minus 300
or something. That's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question.
That
yeah.
seems high, Harry. You still wouldn't take? If Ohtani throws a no hitter, I bet it's back to even odds. I know that's a long shot, but this is kind of crazy.
You got to really root for the injury thing. Darren nailed it cold, and especially after what I know it was against Kansas City, but that was amazing. That was stunning. The numbers just keep going up. And Ohtani, again, like you can't factor so much into the pitching, especially if he did something like that against. Nah, you really can't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, some people. Hey, listen. I've said it before. Also, you know,
you
I
can't
know,
factor so much into the pitching. Why?
Because how many times have we discussed before when the guy's going to get a Cy Young, but we wanted to put DeGrom in for MVP, and DeGrom, people didn't want to give DeGrom the MVP even when he was not getting injured because they don't give awards. They don't give that to they don't give the MVP to pitchers.
Yeah, but DeGrom wasn't hitting 35 home runs.
I understand,
I mean, maybe
still,
he was. Maybe
you're,
he was.
You're
actually,
you're
he was
on
close.
A almost last place close. Team, if not for Oakland being so terrible, for a guy who's batting 260. You can't give it to a guy batting 260 with a team that's 15, 20 games under 500. You can't do
I think he can if he also has 15 wins.
I think a big thing for Ohtani, too. Again, Judge probably at this point either has to significantly cool off or go on the IL for a short stint. But if Ohtani can keep his streak of maybe double-digit strikeouts, right? What is he at? Is he at like six straight starts with 10 or more strikeouts?
Like something like
if he
that.
If he gets that to 10 straight starts, you know, then you start talking about like all-time pitchers, right?
I don't know why it jumped out to minus 380. Like Ohtani had a home run this weekend, had two hits yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, Mikey Meatball saw him pitch well in a loss Thursday, but maybe that's it. He'll just keep pitching well, but not winning or whatever. I don't know what it is, but to say his pitching doesn't count because he's hitting 260, that's fucking
count
stupid.
As much. It shouldn't count that much is what I'm going to say. It shouldn't count. I just said it shouldn't
count
that
much. I'd like
Darren,
to know.
You kind of agree with
it. Shouldn't
Darren,
count because
Darren,
he's a pitcher,
you kind of
but
agree with that.
Hitter.
It shouldn't. When you got a guy batting.
I'd also, here's a question, and it's something somebody could obviously find this out. On the days that he pitches, what is he hitting? What's his average? Because I think that's when you get the maximum value out of Ohtani. Is the days that he's pitching and hitting, obviously. Mm. So what is he, you know, is he hitting 160 on days he pitches?
If he was batting 320, that's
a huge,
one thing. If
to
it's
me,
home
that's
runs
a huge,
and RBIs
that's
are
a huge
close
factor,
to judges.
Though. To me, it's Darren, a huge factor.
That's the Judge is hitting zero on daisy pitches. I know that for sure.
Okay, so what? Yeah. So what? He's also batting 30, 40 points higher.
Harry, first
he's
of all,
got way more home runs,
why
and he's got way more
for
a
Yankee. Why did, what and the Yankees you are in give first place.
And
that.
Judge, don't forget, Judge is a gold glove outfielder. I mean, he's probably going to win a gold glove this year,
too. He made a great catch.
The guy's 6'8 playing center field sometimes. I mean,
I just don't. I mean, Harry, this is an insignificant feat.
10 for 10 on stolen base.
That
we
didn't
haven't
say
seen
that.
Since Babe Ruth.
That's not what I said.
But one that we haven't seen in 100 years.
All right,
but, okay.
So,
he's still batting 260 on a shit team.
So,
and it's that average isn't going to get better with Trout out of the lineup. But, Harry, you're fooling yourself if you think the Angels are anything better than a third-place team with Aaron Judge in the lineup. You are. And give me a break.
All right.
What? They're a first-place team with Aaron Judge in the lineup?
They're still.
We'll say it.
Still,
say what you feel.
How many games are they?
Are
over,
they?
How many games are they over 500?
I don't know, but your pick for MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, is -150, and they are barely hanging on to a third place wild card right now. So be consistent.
Still not consistent. They're in the wild card race. The Angels are not.
All right, they're a top seven team. Okay, great. So that's what you have to be, a top seven team. Like, I just want parameters there. I got to figure it out.
Who do you want for MVP in the National League then?
Maybe, I don't know, but
ultimately leads his team in every single stat.
I get it, but Alonso's right behind him in RBIs. So why is he plus 1800?
Okay,
I don't know.
So
is first
it,
place team? Yeah.
Okay. Is it open and closed case then that Babe Ruth is the greatest player?
No,
of all
I
time?
Don't think so. And look, I'm not going to be an idiot.
Wait a second.
I agree. No, but I thought you were going to ask me, does he win MVP every year as a pitcher and a hitter? I don't think. If Lou Gehrig hit 62 home runs and Babe Ruth stuck at 35 one year, I think you have to take it year by year. Just like you can't say, hey, Judge is definitely winning this. I don't care who's on the other side winning games as a pitcher and as a hitter. Like, I don't know. I definitely think you have to cut it off somewhere. I'm not going to say there's no season Judge could have where he's not MVP, but -380 on August 1st seems a little high. I don't know. But
yeah,
anyway.
I think regardless, I think we all agree, like, you know, if the Yankees have the best, you know, if the Yankees are the top team in the American League and Judge has 55 home runs, right? It's hard to beat.
Sure.
But right now, you know, there's still at those odds, you know, there's still things that could happen.
I agree. I think that's the value is with Ohtani right now. I mean, that's where the value is. So I wouldn't blame anybody for jumping on that right now. I don't think it's going to get. It's not going to change. It's not going to get any better for Ohtani, I don't think.
Right. I'm with you. I'm just, you know, look, there's a chance the Cardinals can come in fourth place in the NL Central. Well, I guess it won't come in fourth.
Austin Riley is the MVP of the National League.
He's keeping them afloat. Keeping the Cardinals.
What are Riley's odds still there? I know Darren loved like his.
I thought he was like 8-1 now.
He's been climbing. Right now he's +550. He's not even 8-1.
Yeah. 550. He's been clutch. He's been dynamite. That's my guy. 30-1, Harry. Let's go.
Yeah, game winning RBI and the 1-0 win. There you go. Yeah.
Ultimate's right, so keeping this team afloat.
Listen, well, I mean, there's that whole thing. So maybe the Angels win 25 games without Ohtani. Keeping them afloat. But all right. We're talking about because we can't talk about anything other than Deshaun Watson. I get it. It's baseball. Let's each give a pick for Monday. These guys, like I said, every day give a free pick on extrapoints.com. Did the brothers take the same game? It's a rare thing, but I feel like on extra points, did you both take the Mets minus a run and a half today?
I took the Mets -2.5 today.
Oh, two
Sam.
And a half.
I took the -1.5, and Harry took the Nationals EP. EP.
+1.5.
I take the Mets -4.5. No. This sucks because it was -140 when I looked at it, or -144. Yeah, now it's -160 for Mets to win the first five. I like Scherzer. The same reasoning you guys about to give with, you know, actually you're jumping on other games, but, you know, 32 and a third innings, 5 runs allowed. First five, he's only given up 4 runs in 5 starts in the first 5. So I think the Mets score a couple. They go up 3-0. I do worry that everybody, Sheck had it, Martin had it. We all had the Mets on extra points. So I like Scherzer against his old team. Slightly better ERA on the road as well. So give me the -0.5 and -160. Sorry, it's so high. Jumped up there. Mets first 5. Got Harry, you taking the Nationals plus a run and a half.
+1.5 and plus money at +120. I just think this game smells bad. Everything adds up to the Mets. Scherzer on the hill, coming off a terrific game versus the Yankees. They're 8-2 versus the Nationals this year. They've won six in a row. Five of those six have been by the run line. And the National starter, Patrick Corbin, has given up 16 earned runs in his last 11 innings.
But,
But in his two starts at home this year versus the Mets, he's gone total of 9 innings, given up just 2 earned runs. Scherzer's given up 3 or more runs just 3 times all year. One of them to Washington. Nats pick up, you know, get something going here. Show some pride against their former teammate. And I'm going to take the plus 1.5 with plus money.
I mean, this could be a game where Soto leaves in the second inning, right? He's been traded. He doesn't even get an at-bat or gets one at-bat or something. I don't know. I don't love it. You got a terrible pitcher and you're not even batting in the ninth inning and you're taking a run and a half. All right, plus 120.
And I went 3-0. I went 3-0 over the weekend on extra point.
All right, nice.
You did?
Nice.
All right, Mets are going to lose. I don't know what we're going to do. All right, so Pauly Kidd, what do you got?
Well, I like I said, my EP pick is the Mets minus 2.5, basically right. For everything that Harry said. That's why I'm taking the Mets.
It's unbelievable.
Right. And I
Your
always
Honor,
like,
my
I
client,
always...
my client has mugged an old woman. My client has raped. My client has done this. Give him a break.
Right, right, right.
Something
exactly
seems wrong that
is.
You arrested him again. Like, I don't know.
It's so true, but God bless Harry. I love it. I give him credit for rolling the dice with that one. But my pick on the pod today, Sal, I'm going to take the Baltimore Orioles at plus 140. They're visiting the Texas Rangers. Rangers do have John Gray on the mound, who's always pretty solid. But let's get Spencer Watkins for the Orioles, who's pitched really well as of late. Quality start after quality start in his last, like, 5 starts. Baltimore's lost 2 in a row to Cincinnati. They want to climb back over 500. They're 51-51. They're actually 1 win away from matching their win total of last year. They're a pretty solid team. I'll take the dog here, plus 140. Baltimore, I just think, is the better team than the Rangers. Right. So I'll take that.
All right, Brother Bri, come on, let's kick it back into gear. You can win some baseball
Yeah, I like the Orioles here, too. And I will say, Harry, when he says, you know, something smells bad, that's when he breaks out his lucky leaf, right? You
know? I promise our audience, if you knew the backstory, that's the joke of the year. Otherwise, it just seems like, oh, we're having fun. I don't know. But I promise if you knew the backstory.
Well, we'll get to that one day.
You know, one day Harry's going to lose enough money that he's going to need, we're going to make that a pay-per-view event where he tells that story in the middle
it's
of a
coming.
Park.
It's coming.
It's a podcast in itself. We should really send Mikey Meatballs up to Oswego to get the answers for that.
Yeah.
Like, and like find out the real story.
I would do that to Mikey Meatballs.
That would be.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with, sorry to derail, but I'm going to go with the Mariners. I hate to do this to the Yankees, but I'm going to take the Mariners plus 164. These odds are a little out of whack. I mean, the Yankees should not be a minus 195 favorite with Herman on the mound. I know he pitched well against the Mets, but, you know, he's due for a bad outing, even though Rodriguez is out of the line for the Mariners. I think, you know, I could easily see Herman giving up 5 or 6 runs in 2 or 3 innings potentially. And the Yankees have used their bullpen a lot recently. Yeah. So I don't even know who can pitch out of the bullpen. So the thing is, the Yankees, they're definitely, I mean, this is a rough patch, right? Since July 3rd, the Yankees are 11-13. And then when you look at it from the other side, I know the Mariners have lost like 6 of 7 against the Astros, but It's funny, since June 28th, I know maybe there's not as many games you'd expect because of the All-Star game, whatever. But since June 28th, the Mariners have only lost once to anybody that's not the Astros, which is funny. They lost to the A's 1 game. Mm. Everybody else they beat up. So I think this is a rather high-scoring game. I would probably jump on the over here.
Interesting.
But I don't know. If Herman struggles, some of the Yankees have used up their bullpen a lot over the last 2 days. So I just think plus 164... It's good value. Minus 200 for the Yankees tonight. It's kind of dumb.
Let me ask you guys something, because I saw something that looked impressive to me, but I was wondering how Yankee fans, I know if the Mets had this stat, I'd be a little concerned. The Yankees, seventh inning on, lead every team in the league with a run differential of like plus 76 or something. I think this was before Sunday's game. I don't know what it would be, but to me, this is a little troubling, right? Because when you get to October, you're going to see better arms. You're going to specifically see better middle relievers. Parlay Kid, how do you feel about something like that? Would you rather have been more spread out than seventh inning on? Or do you see this? This is a clutch team. Doesn't matter how much they're down. They're in every game.
That's a good question, Sal.
Thank you.
I don't really know. You know, look, if you remember from me in the beginning of the year, there was a lot of worries for me about this Yankees team.
Sure.
And they're kind of all coming to light right now with this team. So at least they're being active. They're making some moves, et cetera. So, I don't know. There's some holes, Sal. There's holes. So I don't know.
Yeah, I just think specifically with the seventh inning, I think the second time around the order is where the bulk of runs in Major League Baseball are typically scored. And I don't know. Maybe this is a blessing that they're comeback kids or they get to everyone's bullpen later on. But I would worry about that in October.
Look, we know we've said this for the last, I don't know, Brian and I have said this for the last how many years, that the Yankees just don't hit in the play. They don't hit in the playoffs. They just don't have, and people could say, well, that's just, you know, Michael Kay threw out a stat the other day saying, like, you know, everybody says the Yankees only score by home runs. And he said in the playoffs, that's how, like, 70, I forget what the number he threw out, but like the majority of runs, not just from the Yankees, but any team, or scored via the home run in the playoffs, which makes sense. They're home runs. But yeah. I don't know if you can – I don't know if this type of team, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And there's more layers to the playoffs now too.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, you've seen enough of it where it gets tougher to hit, and that's what the Yankees do best in October when it gets cold and so on.
Just hitting in the cold itself, we know, is tough. That's the bottom line.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Then we got a couple more NFL things to talk about and some IFL news too. Harry was at the semifinals. Wow. With shirt off and everything. We're going to get behind that in a second. We'll be right back. All right. So Deebo Samuel signs a new deal. I don't even know what's real anymore in terms of guaranteed money, but this clocks in at 3 years, $73.5 million. I think it's like $100,000 less than DK Metcalf's deal, which was signed earlier in the week. He's my keeper in our league, which is entering its, what do we say, 30th year, Parlay Kid? Our fantasy league.
30th year.
I get to keep him as a third rounder. And I screwed that up because I have the 10th pick, the 10 and 11. So, oh no, I didn't screw that up. So third round. No, you got
that's good.
It's the last pick in the third round. Works out perfect
for you.
Yeah. But for some reason, well, I'm going to get into the reasons, but his ADP is down to 18. So he's supposed to go at the end of the second round anyway in a typical 10 team league.
Well, I don't know.
But all right. So now I'm going to contradict myself because I'm keeping him at the third round pick, but I'm looking at numbers. Which ones jump out at you? Would you take any of these Deebo props? Most touchdown receptions, 30-1. Most rushing touchdowns, 60-1. That's actually kind of fun. Over under receiving yards, you know, even odds, 950.5. Bri, I go under on all these player props. But does this one make sense? 1,405 yards on 77 receptions. Almost 500 yards less, 450 yards less. This is similar to Derrick Henry last year when he clocked in at like 1,500 when he had 2,000 and everybody bet the over and it was under because he got hurt. Yeah. But I'm going to go under. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. But Trey Lance and I'm going under and everything and I believe in him, but I don't believe him to get 1,000 yards receiving this year. Am I crazy, Bri?
No, I mean, I agree with you. It is wacky to, you know, when I was looking at that, I was like, shit, close to 1,500 yards and they're putting it at 950, right? Usually it would be like 1,050, right? And a half, maybe more. And again, you're playing 17 games. So it comes down to health. But the only thing I'll say about Samuel, right? He gets the contract now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Lance with him. So you have two things that going against you kind of there because he already has the contract. And I felt like, again, Samuel's one of those guys. I felt like he's always, I mean, maybe not last year as much, but he's always battling through injury. And they get him so many like short yard, you know, so many little runs and stuff on top of it that I feel like they get him the ball so much in short, like for short yardage that he's bound to maybe come up limp and miss a, you know, I mean, I know he's got to miss probably five, you know, at least five games probably this to go under.
Right.
But it just, yeah, to me, it's just, I think this just plays into maybe a potential injury this year, especially again, I know it's probably dumb to say that's the case for any of these unders, but I feel like just the way
it does
Samuel,
seem like they're counting on a Debo injury here.
Know, if they get him the ball, you know, if they get him the ball running, you know, five times a game, maybe more, then it's, you know, you're bound to get hurt. You know, you're bound
I'm
to
just
get
trying
hurt
to
like
figure
that.
Out the offense because I know he did okay with Trey Lance and Trey Lance. You know, Jimmy G, I think, is more reliable in this. It's so funny with the 49ers. They're a couple of plays away from going to the Super Bowl. Now Jimmy G doesn't have a job. It's very weird. It's very, very strange to shit on the 49ers as we do and as I'm about to do. But now, because they drafted Trey Lance, they have to start him. It's really kind of an ego thing at this point. Yeah. But now I'm looking like Lance averaged the most air yards per attempt and threw for the most yards on 10-plus air yard passes by any quarterback, 49ers quarterback, in the last 3 years. So is Jimmy G the more of the dump-off guy, which is Samuel's game, yards after catch, basically, as I see it in my mind?
Well, I'm still, Sal, guys, I'm still going with the over 950. I'm not buying into that. Debo's the number one option. Had 500 more yards than Kittle's, 25 more targets, and even more yards and targets than Ayuk, the next receiver in line. Elijah Mitchell's established himself as their number one running back, a guy who they can rely on, who's did a great job while he was in there. So the running game will be okay. Just got to get him the ball. And I think it's still at four, like Sal, you mentioned, 1,400 yards, his best season of his career, and now it's 450 less. I'm still going over.
Right.
YouTube, Parlay Kid, same thing.
Oh, I'm going, you know, when we always talk about the unders, you got to hit the unders, But sometimes when something is staring at you this way, look, if he plays 12 or 13 games, he can go over this. Game one, he gets 150 yards. You're going to be like, why did I take the under here?
Right.
And he's going to have one of those type of games within the first two or three games where he goes off.
He had three games last year for 150 plus three.
There you go. You know, Jimmy G threw for 3,800 yards last year. It's not like he was throwing for 5,000 and Debo at 1,400. I mean, this guy's a true number one receiver, averages 18 yards per catch. So a lot of that is obviously him run after catch, right, Sal?
Mm-hmm.
Yak yards are huge for a guy like Debo. And it really doesn't matter. In fact, as far as we know, and the 49ers think that Trey Lance is an upgrade over Jimmy G. So everything points to Samuel going over on these numbers as long as he's healthy. And I know that's always the risk. I mean, like you could go all unders like on every one and you're probably going to win more. But this one, if I'm just taking one, this would be one of the more obvious overs I'd have to ride with. I'd have to.
Yeah, I'm looking at
sometimes
his,
it's as easy as it looks.
Harry, when he had 159, he had 11 targets. He had one with 171. He had nine targets. Most of his games, though, are 6-6-5, 1-4-2-5, right in that range. I don't know. It's tough because even his shitty games, where he had one game with 12 yards receiving, he had 66 yards rushing. One game with 15 yards receiving, he had 79 yards rushing. I don't know how you even put a number on this guy. He is so he's basically the Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, of the league, and which makes me think, all right, let me check his MVP numbers. No, I won't be touching Debo for MVP, but it's exciting, guys. Football's back. Like I said, Thursday,
so excited.
Raiders, Jags. How much do you guys, we talked about this on Extra Points. You see a guy like this, these are the 2-3 weeks where no matter who you root for, you can find something positive so long as your position players avoid injury, right? So there's a viral video of Tyreek Hill catching the 65-yard bomb from Tua. And my thing with that is like, oh, whatever. Defense is playing half speed. They get in trouble if they hit the quarterback, right? I would expect one or two of these a week to pop up. But on the other hand, if Tua threw three interceptions in practice, I'd be like, that's not good. He's done. Parley Kid, what do you put? Do you lend a lot of credence to these viral videos that are coming out of camp?
Nope.
Not at all.
So I don't even pay attention to these preseason games. I think they're for the veteran, especially for any veteran guy, they mean nothing. They mean absolutely nothing. You can't tell what kind of season any team or any player is going to have based on preseason games, let alone their practice time, right?
Yeah.
So I don't put any credence into any of it. I think that
you didn't,
that throw, that Tua pass, obviously that's in response to the one we saw months ago where he underthrew.
Right.
So,
right. Well, Paul, kid, you didn't get excited when TJ Vasher had that one-handed catch, the Cowboy?
No. Good for Vasher, but like, you know, just we see these things happen all the time. These guys, they're in NFL camps for a reason. They have players.
Yeah.
But, I can't get too excited. I don't get too excited until it's game one, Sal. Then I am pumped. Other than that.
All right. But emotionally, it makes sense that we'd be invested in this a little when we're betting preseason soccer on a Saturday. I get it. We just want it to happen. We want it to count, right?
Preseason football is probably tougher to bet unless you're taking the unders all the time. It's probably tougher to bet. Yeah,
let's just do that. Let's just bet Benintendi at bats and unders in preseason football. I think we'll be set. Harry, you were at the Indoor Football League semifinals. We went to the quarterfinals, me, you, and my son Jack in Prescott Valley. Now that Prescott Valley team is in the finals, they pulled off a stunning, I'll say stunning. Were they like an 8-point underdog? Upset.
Yeah, like 7-point underdog, and it was great. 52-51 final. Their only lead of the game was when they scored when they made the extra point to make it 52. Had pretty good seats. However, after parking, you had to walk about 7 minutes to the where the Suns play at the Footprint Center, and it just comes down like buckets. Like it's monsoon like type rain. Wind is blowing all over. Tree branches are falling. And me and the lovely Angie, she's with me, and we went to the game, and we just were absolutely soaked when we got into the
you
arena.
You forced
but
her
I
to
thought,
go to that nonsense two weeks in a row? Like that's
two
crazy.
In a row, baby, yeah. And I thought it was smart. I took my shirt off once it started just downpouring like crazy and put it in my underwear and put it in my pants. So at least my shirt would
think,
be.
Why did you think it was smart? Did it was like anyone else in the arena topless? Like why?
Well,
would
everyone
you think
no, but everybody else was soaking wet, and they have no towels. You can't dry off. You're going to sit there soaking wet the whole time. So at least the shirt and my pants. When I got into the arena, I didn't have a shirt on, but at least I pulled my shirt out, and my shirt was kind of dry.
So you looked around. You're like, I'm the smartest guy in this place. Let everybody, all these other idiots, wear wet shirts.
The biggest and the hairiest. Yeah.
But I don't know, Michael or Babyface, if you've seen this, that I sent you the picture, Michael, if you can get it up. But yeah, I mean, so how long were you shirtless in the arena?
3 minutes.
Who took that picture of you guys?
3 minutes.
One of the security guys.
And then he posted it on the wall. Yeah.
Hey, Harry, were tickets? How much were tickets? They must have been cheap.
26, but after fees and whatever, I paid $78 for two tickets.
It makes no sense because you could go to a Phoenix Suns game, which would be cheaper than that. You would go to a Phoenix Suns game.
Guess what? No, actually, it really isn't cheaper than that. Really isn't. And the NBA is boring. This was fun. This is fun.
By the way, I was on a chair. Oh, here comes the picture. I think Michael's got. Yeah, there it is.
Good Lord!
Completely topless. There, you are soaking wet. I mean, you're even wet with the shirt off. You're wet.
I know.
I don't know what to think of that.
So really good,
Babyface. What do you think of that? You saw the picture.
I mean, usually Harry takes his shirt off after the game, so this is a new trend. But,
yeah, everything's a hot tub for him. It really is. All right.
2-0. I'm 2-0 going to Wrangler games. 2-0 going to Wrangler.
It would have been so great if Harry had a shit stain on the shirt. Although I know it was a black shirt.
I'm out of anywhere that sells shirts, I'm sure they sold shirts in the arena. But I like that Harry's like, no, just stick it in my underwear. We're good.
That's the best.
Well, she was cold, so she bought a sweatshirt for $60. I was not thrilled with it.
Oh, man.
I was going to say.
That was with 10% discount. That's a 60?
Jeez.
Thanks, paper.
When the sweatshirt costs more than the two tickets combined, you're either at the right or wrong event. I can't figure out what you did.
I kind of got screwed in the long run.
You didn't have to go to two Arena League games in 8 days. That's for sure. I think she got screwed in the long run.
Is the next one there too, Harry?
No, it's in 2 weeks in Henderson, right? Nevada.
Yeah, okay. The finals is in Henderson.
Quad City versus Prescott Valley.
You gotta go.
Quad City was what, a 3 seed on the east side?
I think so, yeah. Moline, Illinois.
Right. Okay. That'll be fun. Harry will be there. there you go. We're done with another hour of Against All Odds. Hey. Cousin Sal, againstallodds@gmail.com. That's where you call in. Actually, you write in with your summer school with the Parlay Kid. Parlay Kid's going to answer all summer related questions, or any questions really. Summer school with the Parlay Kid. He's an educator for 30 plus years. Go get it.
Cousin Sal, againstallodds@gmail.com.
What were you going to say?
I got a question. I got to get rid of this poison ivy, guys. I have poison ivy and it's killing me. It is like, it's getting worse by the day. I'm doing all the stuff I read to do, and I'm actually going to an urgent care because I can't.
Yeah, they might have to give you a.
I can't deal with
steroid.
It now.
They'll give you a steroid for it. Yeah,
you gotta call Scott.
Oh my God, Scott. When was the last time you guys had poison ivy? I can't remember. How terrible
it was. Like 9 years
never
old or something. Do you have it wrapped or is it exposed?
No, it's exposed. I mean, it's exposed.
Are you supposed to?
It's on my arms.
I'm sure you've read enough. Oh,
it's Darren, I'm going to have Scott call you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Dr. Scott. All right. There you go. We will be back. Maybe that's a new segment. Cousin Sal against all odds @gmail.com. If you have a medical question for Harry's brother, he bathes every 6 or 7 years. And it starts from there. So that does it. We'll be back tomorrow. Another episode of Against All Odds for Spaghetti, for Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, the Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na